Hey team, today we're going to talk about something that can be one of the hardest conversations or processes to have with gym owners, and that is raising rates. While it's critical for gyms to increase their rates periodically, the process can feel like this huge, scary leap for many gym owners. So today, I'm going to walk you through how to know when it's the right time to tell the gym to raise rates, how to support the gym owner through the process, and what red flags to look out for that might tell you this may not go as well as you think. As mentors, we provide the gym owners with a step-by-step plan for raising rates, but it's really important that we guide them carefully. The goal is to increase their revenue without losing clients, or at least to come out with a net positive from the experience. So let's break down when a gym should raise rates and how we can help the gym owners navigate this often daunting change. We know that they get stuck at this point because raising rates is scary, but it's also a necessary part of growth. So let's explore when it's the right time and how to handle the process. First, when it's time to raise rates. This has to be done strategically. It's really important that gym owners regularly raise rates to stay in line with industry standards and to maintain the value that they provide to clients. But when is the right time? Well, let's take a look at a few indicators that show, yeah, it's time to raise rates now. So first, they should be raising rates every 2 to 3 years, sometimes even every year. There's no data to support having a 3% increase every year is better than waiting 2 years and raising it by 6% or whatever. It's still going to be hard, but the process is going to be the same. The other recommendations that we have are be the most expensive option in town because you do offer the best service. Your clients should see you as worth the increase. And raise rates with minimum possible risk to your business by using small calculated steps of 15% change or more. I'm going to come back to that 15% number in a moment. So there's a few indicators that tell a gym owner it's time to raise your rates. Number one, you haven't raised your rates in over 2 years. You're probably overdue. Next, some clients are paying different rates than the rest. So they're paying a discount or old rates or grandfathered rates. Next, they want to pay their coaches more for the time that they spend coaching. The best way to do that is to raise your prices. And fourth, their rates are at or below average based on the industry standards from the State of the Industry Guide. You can get these numbers from me if you want to. There are also some red flags to watch out for that might tell you, okay, this is not the best time to raise rates. So before you advise a gym owner to raise their rates, you want to make sure that their gym is in a strong position. So if any of these red flags are present, it might be better to address them before raising rates. So here are the red flags. Number one, the gym has a monthly churn rate above 4%. That means the gym already has high turnover, and raising rates could probably make it a lot worse. So focus on fixing retention first. Number two, they have more than 5 different packages. It's better to simplify their packages before raising rates. For example, if they have a one-time-a-week option, get rid of that option, wait a few months, and then raise rates on the remaining options. Too many options can confuse clients and really complicate the decision. And definitely don't do both of these things at the same time, because somebody that's paying for 1 time a week has to now go up to 2 times a week, which is probably doubling their price, and there's a rate increase on top of that. So the first red flag is a churn rate over 4%. The second is more than 5 different packages. The third is that some packages aren't working. So if they have certain memberships, like the 1 time a week membership or punch cards, that aren't getting their clients results, fix the packages before you change the prices. Okay? Fix the packages, then the prices. Fourth, clients are not on recurring monthly plans. So stability is really key here. Make sure that they have their clients on a recurring payment before you raise rates. I know this seems like 101 level stuff to us, but the reality is more and more gyms are coming into TwoBrain with old punch cards and monthly payments with no recurring automated payments at all. So you have to make sure that that's there. And if you don't ask, you can't be certain. Fifth, long-term contracts. If they've got clients who are on contracts longer than 3 months, you have to be very careful about raising rates because they have to honor the contracts all the way through at the existing rate. And this is going to make things, you know, a little bit more for them to manage. And sixth, if they have clients who are receiving varying discounts, then get rid of those first. Discounts should be eliminated before increasing rates for everybody else, okay? If you try to do two, you know, all these things at once, I'm getting rid of discounts and I'm raising rates and I'm getting rid of the one time a week option, you're going to have way too much churn. And unfortunately, growth and shrinkage are both momentum games. If you lose five people, that's probably fine. But if you lose 30 people, you're very likely to lose 70 because the other 40 will say, hey, everybody's quitting. Where are you going? And the whole conversation is, we're leaving the gym. So if you've got any of these six red flags present, churn rate over 4%, more than five different packages, some of the packages are not getting results, clients who aren't on recurring monthly payments, long-term contracts, or clients with various discounts, make sure you work with the gym owner to address those before moving forward with a rate increase. This will help avoid unnecessary clients bailing. Next step is to consider the alternatives to raising rates. So sometimes a rate increase isn't the right move. Fortunately, there are other ways to increase revenue without directly raising rates. Where this happens most often, the gym owner is terrified to raise their rates, or they believe this story that they've promised people this grandfathered rate forever, and even though their service has increased, you know, it's so much better now, they still don't want to raise rates. So there are other ways to increase rates without calling it a rate increase. There are three alternatives. There's switching to biweekly billing, so you can transition clients to biweekly billing to help generate additional revenue without, you know, increasing the monthly rate. Second, you can pass on credit card fees. A lot of payment platforms allow you to pass on credit card and transaction fees to clients, freeing up revenue without touching rates. And most software platforms now actually have like an email sequence that you can just copy paste. And third is eliminate old discounts. So get rid of the outdated discounts that aren't offering real value to your clients, ensuring that everyone is paying a fair and consistent price. These alternatives should be considered if the gym owner isn't ready, and by ready, I mean emotionally, for a rate increase, but they still want to improve their revenue. Now, here is how to raise your rates and the step-by-step process. Once the decision is made to raise rates, it's essential to follow this step-by-step to ensure a smooth transition. So let's go over the steps, but you should definitely go in the Mentors Toolkit at twobrain.app and look at the How to Raise Rates module before you guide somebody through this. We've done this literally hundreds of times. We've tested and retested and tweaked things every way that you can imagine. If you're just winging it or just copying what you did at your gym, you are not giving the client the best chance at optimal success. So make sure that you know how to coach them through a rate increase before you tell them to do a rate increase. Here are the steps. First, download the Raising Rates Guide. So, you know, that's going to be in their toolkit at twobrain.app. They go into the app, they go into their growth toolkit, they download that Raising Rates Guide. They should read that all the way through. Second step is to use the MicroGym P&L tool. So open up their P&L, calculate the impact of raising rates. What if discounts get eliminated? You know, how many can they afford to lose and still be making more money? Make sure that the numbers make sense, but also make sure that they understand the numbers, that it's not a game of trying to lose nobody, that it's we expect to lose 11 people, for example, and even if we lose 15, we're still making more money. Okay, third, ask them, do you feel like you need to raise rates? Now, this isn't a case of their judgment being better than yours. But you asking them, do you need to raise rates, will tell you whether they have the emotional buy-in and resilience to go through with it or not. If they're just doing it because you're telling them to, they're probably going to weaken as soon as the first coach says, what are you doing this for? Or the first member says, why do you have to raise rates? Because they can't say, my mentor told me to. So you need to know that they have a good explanation in their own head. The next question is, you know, can you just switch to biweekly pricing? Is that enough to solve cash flow issues? Keeping in mind that a cash flow or a biweekly pricing option is probably only going to increase cash flow by about 2%. So if they need more than that, they probably need to raise rates across the board. The next step is they should raise rates for new clients first. And the reason that they're doing that is the gym owner probably needs to build confidence in the rates. And then you also get some leverage. Hey, that person is paying $299 a month. Is it really fair for everybody else to be paying $50 less? And then, you know, they can see like, oh, people really are willing to pay that, et cetera. The next is to post new rates on your website. You know, ensure transparency by posting the rates online. Then set a rate increase timeline. You should do this with them. You pick up the rate increase timeline template from the module, break it down. Okay, we're going to actually raise our rates effectively June the 1st. Let's work backwards 6 weeks out from that to make sure that all of our ducks in a row and that you're set up for success here. Then adapt the rate increase letter, help them work through that, make sure that they're not adding a lot of text, keeping it succinct, not apologetic, and explanatory without making promises like, we're going to spend this on new equipment. They don't need to justify it. They don't need to apologize. They just need to be clear about it. Then help them calculate the worst case scenario. So after you've gone through the letter, you're going to go through the math exercise again. Worst case scenario, here's what's going to happen. Role play with them. Okay, so what if a client comes up to you and says, you greedy bastard? You know, what if a client says, I'm too poor, I can't afford this? What will you say? Walk through that with them. Like, take them through the worst case scenarios. Then plan for a Saturday launch. So schedule the increase on a Saturday and have a coach's meeting the night before. Send the email and then monitor their feedback. So you need to stay with them through the weekend as concerns come in. You don't need to get on the call with them three times during this process, but you need to be available for questions and a little bit of support. This is the difference between mentorship and coaching. Mentorship is strategic and supportive. Coaching is tactical and do this right now. I want to talk for a little bit about the 15% rule really quickly. So this is just a quick reminder for most of us, but you can only increase rates by 15% at a time. This includes all increases, discount eliminations, and anything else. If you need to raise rates by more than that, do it in multiple steps. Now, if the gym owner says, no, I need to raise rates by more than 15%, start by increasing rates for new clients and then raise rates for existing clients in 15% increments over time. The key here is that you don't say to the gym clients, rates are going to go up 15% June 1st, 15% more September 1st, and 15% more December 1st. You do not give them that timeline. What you say is, our 2026 rates are X. You have been paying a 2025 rate up till now. The 2026 rate will go into effect July 1st, something like that. You don't say in the future it's going to go up even more. Okay, raising rates is a necessary step for business growth, but it has to be done carefully and strategically. Guide your clients through the process, support them through their fear, and ensure that they're prepared for the changes ahead. Look, raising rates is never easy, but it's necessary for gym owners to keep up with the demands of the business and inflation and the economy. A lot of gym owners sacrifice themselves by not raising rates because they think, well, my clients are paying so much more for groceries, or there's all this inflation. They're paying more for their cars, their houses, but so is the gym owner. And if they don't increase their rates to create a buffer, they will be the victim of the inflation that they're trying to protect everybody else from. So next time you're talking to a gym owner about raising their rates, make sure that they're ready and confident, follow the steps that we've laid out, and don't hesitate to support them emotionally through the tough conversations.